Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
As soon as Buckingham brings this back, if you ever get a chance to see him perform that song on that guitar, that's one man, one guitar. That's an amazing performance that he does on that, with that song. It's called Big Love. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Myers is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, real live small business owner, taking a little bit of time away from his busy business and spend some time with us. Founder and president of Interactive Solutions. He's a teleconferencing expert, folks. His company helps his customers, helps their customers put their people face-to-face across many miles. And he's been doing it now since it was analog almost, and now not just digital, but cloud-based. And that's the evolutionary process. That's the reinvention that he's had to go through now for the last, I know, of 10 years, because that's how long I've known him. He's been reinventing himself ever since then and getting better to the point where you just told me, Jay, that this is the best year you've ever had in terms of sales. And yet, if you hadn't reinvented yourself, you'd be saying paper or plastic, ma'am, or you know, something like, you'd be who knows what you'd be doing. You probably wouldn't be working for anybody, Jay, because you're like me. You're unemployable now.
Right? Well, I got fired from all my jobs, Jim, so I had to create a company. So I guess I could fire myself, but then that's a topic for another interview. But, no, we've had to do that. This is the best year we've had in 5 years. You know, God smiled on us. It's been terrific. And as I was telling you during the break, the fun part about it is for all of the owners out there and entrepreneurs that, you know, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but I'm actually dealing with two less salespeople. And
why,
you know,
how have you done that?
Better.
Tell us how you did that.
Well, frankly, Jim, I think, you know, salespeople, both these guys have been with me, over 10 years. I think that in high tech in particular, I always talk about the fact that jobs have shelf life. You got to move up or out. And I think that, you know, they were good guys, but they just,
Well, let me ask you a question. You got fewer salespeople, but do you have, what's the total count of employees?
A little over 50. We've got two in the hopper.
Wait. How does that compare to 10 years ago?
10 years ago, we had, I think, probably about low 30s.
Okay, so my point here is, as you've evolved, as you've reinvented yourself, as technology has come along, a lot of people say technology costs jobs. In your case, technology created 20 jobs.
That's exactly right. And Jim, one of the fastest growing things for us right now is.
And so now here's the thing though, it reduced some jobs.
Right.
So you got to be careful. If you're an employee, you can't fall in love with what you do. You got to make some changes maybe. Your employment grew as your business grew by reinventing yourself, but certain jobs didn't grow. And this is what's happening right now in the marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And your company is a poster child, I think, for what's happening to a lot of businesses right now.
Yeah, and I think if you don't, you know, reinventing yourself is not easy. I mean, you know, just get out of your comfort zone. But I'll tell you one thing that you and I were alluding to, Jim, is that, you know, one of the things that's created those additional jobs has been some migration in my business to selling more services.
Right.
So my help desk is staffed with more people today than it ever has been before. And we've got products like ISINet. That's a network product and alert system that we put on our healthcare cards that feeds information to my help desk. We charge a monthly fee for that,
which is
service.
Recurring revenue.
Bingo.
That you didn't have 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
that's called making money while you sleep.
Yeah, money while you sleep, and you know, it's really, and for healthcare, it's absolutely a necessity. I mean, you know, we have a 24/7 help desk because healthcare, you know, the hospitals don't close. But I think the thing for your listeners out there that you got to come to grips with is that whatever got you to where you are today is not going to get you where you need to be tomorrow.
That's right.
And you've got to take, you got to get your head on straight. It's gut-wrenching. It's uncomfortable. I've had sleepless nights over this, but I'll tell you that, you know, with a lot of pride that I sit here this morning and tell you the best year we've had in 5 years. And by the way, Jim, not just in revenue. You and I both know that's kind of a nebulous thing. I'm talking about bottom line profit. Yeah, the profitability. And I think I'm excited about that. And as I mentioned to you, you know, a year from January, I'm going to be turning this business day-to-day over to my son, and I'm going to do some more strategic things. And so far, I think the platform that I've going to be handing off to him is really strong.
And, folks, this is 100%. The story Jay's telling you, and I wanted him to tell you the story, because the story he's telling you is an example of someone who absolutely said, I'm not going to fall, and I'm going to fall in love with what I do, but I don't care how I do it. And you let the market and your customers tell you what your next moves need to be, didn't you?
It really did. And I can't emphasize enough that, you know, that this is a necessity. It's not something, and you've got to get on this and seize the moment and start those processes of reinventing and recognizing, you know, that you're going to need to make some changes to be successful or you're going to be extinct.
Reinvention or simple. Extinction. That's exactly right. Well, I'm proud of you, Jay, and it's been fun for me to watch you do it, because, folks, let me tell you something. Jay and I have had we've had a couple of gut-wrenching calls before, Jay. I remember there were some times when you were really upset about stuff and worried about it.
Oh, no doubt about it. I appreciate the chance to be on the show and everything, because it has been quite a journey.
Well, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Jay Myers,
appreciate it, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Quick break. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.